We're returning to a familiar topic on this week's Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve, and Dizzy Dawn. A subject the gang likes to talk about when they've been overserved. Feet.
And I cannot... I'm going to do this. I'm going to take before and after photos. I'm going to be sleeping with these bunion correctors on. I don't know if it's a scam or not. I don't know if anyone has ever actually been healed by a bunion corrector. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Don, you saw, you got Donna's photo of her.
Yeah,
feet,
I showed
right?
it to her in person, too.
I said, there's nothing wrong with your foot. Why are you afraid to show it?
Well, and then I took off
my shoe and I showed her my foot.
Yeah, you have cute feet.
Oh.
I noted.
Knuckly.
My second toe was way longer than my big toe.
No, my second and third are the same size.
I have a hammer toe on my one next to the pinky toe, and it curls inward.
I have a toe that an ex-boyfriend called Lenny. And it's the one next to the pinky toe. And no pinky toe looks good.
There's not a pinky toe that ever came out straight.
Oh.
You know what I mean? They're all turned and looks like it was like the part that didn't fit well on your IKEA cabinet. And you're like, screw it. Just try to get her on there.
Yeah, just try to just hit it with the mallet. You know, just keep. And why do we have extra screws? I don't know. Whatever.
You guys, I am blushing right now because I feel like feet are it's like nudity. I'm not comfortable with it. Yes, I'd rather show you my boob than my toe.
Let's see both.
Oh, Jesus.
How flexible are you? Get them both in the pic, you know?
Did someone say nudity?
When's the last time you slept with any clothes on or like underwear or anything?
Probably when I stayed at a friend's house.
Yeah. When's the last time that you slept with any clothes on at your own home?
I think the last time I was at the cabin, actually.
Because it's cold, maybe. A little bit. Or no.
Polar vortex, you're still...
I always think in case somebody tries to break it and kill me.
Oh, great. See, you don't want to fight nude.
Yes.
That could be one of the most effective ways to fight. You know, no matter who you're fighting, no matter what shape we're all in, I wouldn't want to fight a naked person. I don't even know where I get leverage on you.
Where do I grab?
I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to touch you there. I'm sorry.
Right.
And that's it for Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve, and Dizzy Dawn. We'll see you two Fridays from now because next week the gang's taking off for Independence Day weekend. Drive safely.
Oh. Rocco.
Oh my gosh, so that funny. Was one of my favorites.
That was really disturbing. It's
my favorite part of the Donna and Steve show.
Oh my god.
How's Hope doing?
Oh,
either?
That was fantastic.
Have you ever your first time hearing this?
Well, this clip specifically, but I've heard some other ones, but I have to say that was just brilliant.
It's epic. Oh my god.
Man.
And they just sound like those kind of conversations you probably would have.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we were. That was an actual conversation.
But like when you were drinking. Oh. Yeah, like drunk. Like yes. It just sounds like, yeah.
You can see us sitting on an old 70s couch in somebody's dark house with tie-dyed things on the windows. And nobody's gone outside for a couple days.
Oh my god! When you were like,
food.
I'm like, I'd rather show my boob than my toes, and you're like, oh, let's see them both.
See, yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh! And then I said to Steve, no, because you're so judgy. You're gonna be like, one's longer than the other, because he was doing that with my toes,
and I gotta say, like, because you know, obviously it's an unscripted show. Right. A lot of times I miss the funny things that you're saying or that Steve is saying, and when you slow it down, you get to hear everything.
So funny, oh. And it's like, okay, that was a funny line.
Oh boy.
Oh, you guys, I know there are some people out there who do not like this. They're like, I turn the radio off every time. I'm like, okay. All right, I'm sorry. We can't please everybody all the time.
Yeah, that's we can't customize our personalities. I am a human being.
You say that.
I'm not an IKEA cabinet.
I know. Although you have some loose screws.